So here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Bobby is with us. We're still waiting for a few people. Thank you so much for coming. My name's Lynn. Where are you located?
In Nanoose on the Vancouver Island.
Newmarket.
Errington on Vancouver Island.
From Ottawa. Well, Lynn's been asking me, so I thought, yeah, why not?
This is my fifth meeting, I think, with you. I feel like I've been on a real learning journey. I've been loving it, talking it up.
Thank you. I think I'm on a learning journey, too. It's super enlightening when you start looking into Kundalini energy. It's so surprising, especially where it houses in your body and where stress tends to house within your body as well. Look through the Kundalini energy and go, oh, no. That's why I'm always sore right here. It has nothing to do with me texting too much. Yeah, it can mean much, much more.
I can feel spirit in my bedroom and I couldn't sense who it was, but I knew it was there. And I just kind of was like, well, hello, I'm just going to go back to sleep. I don't know what you want, you know, but I could just feel it. And of course my partner was like, you're a bit crazy. And then, so it was really strong on Sunday night and I couldn't get back to sleep. And Monday morning I got the email from Val saying, please join this group. And I was like, well, of course. Okay, I'll let you in. What do you want to say?
They say things come when you need them. And I know when I got my first invite from Lynn to join, I was at a point that I really needed this too. So it's interesting how that works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is, isn't it? It's like we don't actually have that much control. But is it about 3 a.m. that you've been waking up?
Yeah, it's always at 3 a.m.
Always at 3 a.m. And you're really lucky if they let you go back to sleep by 4.
Yeah, lately it's been 5.
The other night I woke up around 2:30 or so, and I was sort of awake for a while and not writing. And then I finally thought, okay, I'm just going to turn the light on and write. And I thought, oh, I'll look and see what time it is. And I said, it's probably 3:33. And it was. And I said, oh, cool.
I love those. And did you make a wish? My kids always say, make a wish whenever it's 111.
Really?
Yes. And I'm a big proponent of making wishes.
Bobby and I were just saying, because they're short readings, if there's something specific you want to talk about or talk to or whatever, just, you know, dive in. Don't be shy, because Bobby, you know, will be talking to all kinds of people otherwise. Over to you, Bobby.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, I have a bit of a question. I've been struggling. I feel out of alignment the last few months of pain, things going wrong, just not good vibrations. And I'm wondering if spirit guides or angels have any messages for me to help put me in the right direction for the greater good and just help me along. Okay. Maybe missing stuff, you know?
Yeah. And actually they want you to feel honored that you feel this way. That's the way they want me to put it, because I was going to say something different, but they want me to say you and me both. That when spirituality, when they start sending information through you, they send it through energy. And if you don't know that that's the way that they're talking to you, it actually can become pain. I actually experience pain daily because of so much stuff that runs through me. And they're telling me you're feeling the collective consciousness.
The fear of the world and the climate. And I feel all that. And I feel so heavy. I can't seem to shake this.
I absolutely and completely empathize with you. Absolutely. And I'm not going to say I understand, because everyone feels things differently. So empathize is the word I shall use. But they're telling me, I actually think that you're feeling an empathy for the other teachers.
Oh,
I think the education system and the way that it's being kind of pushed onto the front line might be kind of getting into you a little bit. Plus the extra worry of who you are, because they make it look like you care, that inside of you, there is a deep and seated caring. And they say, what do? Because you feel kind of powerless. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know that. We all have an inability to control what's going on right now. They want you to find a semblance of control. And actually, do you find control in your ability to help others? Do you find satisfaction? They use the word control, meaning that we can control the way we feel. We can control what's going on around us. We can control what's happening in our particular lives. So I've got to find a better word, power. You find your personal power within this. They actually want you to put yourself out there a little bit. Do what you possibly can that makes you feel powerful. That just, and they actually, sometimes I will just put a smiley face, like my smiling face on Instagram, because it gives me a little, okay, if I smile, maybe someone will go, and then they smiled. Then I've had a little bit of an influence. I have a little bit of power. Does that make sense? Because what you're feeling is the collective consciousness of everybody. And they kind of want you to sit down, shut up, and meditate a little bit. Like she goes and she sets the intention and then you're the larger thing behind her. Mm. And I'm not entirely sure why. Is your daughter an artist by any chance?
Yeah, she's in art school.
Ah, okie dokie. Yeah. What she can paint is, she actually, in the back of her, like, they show her eyes rolling in the back of her head. That's what is. And she just paints what her soul will tell her to see.
Yeah.
That is super duper interesting. And I don't know how you feel about this, but she might be actually more powerful than you.
I'm totally happy about that.
I'm sure.
I think our kids are going to need a lot of power these days for sure.
I think they are too. And I think that they're going to need to feel that that power is rooted within light.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very, very much. It's not a defense. It is a knowing. Just said, we're all going to be okay. And that's what everyone needs to know in your love.
I learned through experience, I would say, and I use books and I trust in answers that come through meditation or through an intuition.
Groovy. Please do. And they are, do you right now have a lot of people who buy medicines from you? I have 2 minutes. Okay.
No.
Watch to believe that you will.
Yeah. I just give everything away. I do a lot of medicine giving to people that can't afford to buy medicines at this
point. Okay. Get them to give you like a rock in exchange.
Okay.
Even anything in exchange, as long as you give them a material good, they give you a material good. And then that will start that whole thing, because if you give out so much of your work, you're going to get sick. You'll become imbalanced, because everything must be balanced. I do money for the readings, because if I don't, then I become out of balance. I do them for free sometimes, but they always pay me if I do that.
Yeah. I would say I get paid in different ways for sure.
Yeah. And so you set the pattern though for them by saying, okay, when I give you this, please give me a leaf, or please give me this, or please, because most people have something like that they could get. I have one more minute. Okie dokie.
I am good, thank you.
Okie dokie. And is your son with you right now?
Yes.
Yeah, because I think he's going to be able to hear us.
He can hear us. Yeah, I know he can hear us. He will feel us.
I have a very strong theory about autistic children, mm-hmm. that they are more spirit than mind.
Absolutely, in his case, I'd say yes.
Wonderful. Yes. Is your child verbal?
No, he is not.
Oh, and he communicates with you in a way that you completely and absolutely understand, correct?
Pretty much.
Yeah, they actually even say to a certain extent.
Yes.
You cannot understand all that he is communicating, because actually it's beyond you.
I would agree.
Yeah, it's really, he's quite neat. Have you tried meditation with him, or is that a little bit too much?
Yes. I do a lot of meditation myself and communicate and listen to him a lot. He also has Down syndrome, so he is very other. He is in another realm, which I deeply respect. So I'm learning a lot from him. And because he is nonverbal, he's teaching me about the language of silence.
Oh, that is beautiful. And movement, they're saying.
Mm.
Ever so slight movements. It's not like he's doing charades.
Yes.
Or like he's blinking a little bit or ever. And he kind of moves himself physically towards things that please him and away from things that do not. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okie dokie. Yeah, he's very, very, very interesting. Now, how old is he right now? He's 18, is he?
He's 24.
Actually, I have other clients that are in your position. I can introduce you to, for goodness sakes.
I would love that. So, yes, thank you for that.
You can all help each other.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. But honestly, I don't think you need to know where you come from because, and then please take this in the way they mean it, you are somewhat inconsequential. The you that is Aaron is not the person they are trying to appeal to. Aaron just allows the soul to explore what they really need you to do. Bobby is just the person you guys all get to see and talk at, but all the stuff going on is seven other people that are in my head chatting with me and helping me do this. I do not do this alone in any way, shape, or form. And I don't come from a long line of witches and doers I'm new to it. Well, no. I'm the only one in my family weird like this, working in this sort of capacity. So I'm supposed to give all that idea to you that you can clean slate and know that there's something inside of you and just move forward with that. And honestly, the way that they're showing is within your teachings, truths will come to you. Your genetic heritage has something to do with something, but to be perfectly honest, I don't think it has everything to do with everything. Don't think that the things that you need to be taught could be taught to you by your father's family. Everything I get taught about what I do comes through my skull and into my head and then proven to me in the outside world. That's the way they always do it. So are you a married lady?
Well, my goodness, Bobby, thank you so much. It's just been wonderful to have everybody here. If you would like to unmute and just say a little something of what you're leaving with, any comment, feedback that you'd like, that would be wonderful. And I will be sending you each a recording, like a separate recording of your reading with Bobby.
I can't believe how bang on you were today, Bobby. Holy smokes. That was crazy. And we covered all the way from batteries in vibrators to bowel issues to good God. that was quite an interesting Zoom meeting we had here. Awesome.
Thank you.
How about you, Joan? I see you're unmuted.
Yes, it was totally awesome. And Bobby said something about he may tickle me behind my ear or something. He didn't. He farted. Well, I thought, oh my God, what do my dogs do? And then I thought, that was Ross.
Sexy.
I loved it.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. And I thank you all for the opportunity. I enjoyed it so much.
Bobby, I just want to say how much I appreciated your presence with each one of us because we each receive such an unique and individualized. Obviously, that's what you do, but to go from one to the other so quickly and elegantly, I really appreciate it how you did that. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What you've shared in terms of, you know, what's happening in my home and those pieces, like it couldn't feel more true to me. So I would really appreciate, and I don't know if it's something you're willing to do, but having an opportunity to spend a bit more time to get more clarity about what, you know, the concrete pieces.
And there's so much going on right now. Absolutely so much. There's actually a veil thinning in Antarctica. They talked about it for a week and then it disappeared. The monolith that was just found, that the whole space odyssey with the people, have you guys seen that thing? That big metal thing that they found in the middle of Colorado or something? Like there are big, big things happening. That's what you're feeling. You're feeling something. Even if you didn't look at those things as the veil is thinning, and it absolutely is, it's also the collective consciousness is in a place where it doesn't know what January is going to be like. We don't even know what December is going to be like. And that's a scary, we've never been like that before. Especially those of us who are like a year away from 50. We're like, what? This is not our thing. This is not what we're used to. You're feeling what they're feeling. You're becoming more psychic.
Yes, I know I am.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Daily. Holy cow. What I do is I go lay in a salt bath and I ask them what they want from me. I put crystals and quartz all through my salt bath and I just lay there and let them do what they need to do with me. So
Bobby, when you mentioned salts, are we talking Epsom salts in the bath here?
Yeah, I put sea salt and Epsom salt.
Okay, and you had also mentioned, I don't know who it was, said they had a spirit in their house. My son is dealing with that right now. He has a dead person that hangs around his house, so he feels is really angry. So you were saying putting salts under the bed or in the house, and is that just regular salt?
Yeah, you can just use regular salt. If he has a spirit in his house, he'll likely, it'll turn to water. So he wants to put it in something. It's really weird with salt. And I actually use salt throughout my house to clear myself as I walk towards where my whole family lives so that I don't bring stuff. I do tend to bring stuff though. But yeah, and tell your son to tell it to get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've told him that part already, but I forgot about the salt part. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Just wanted to thank you again, and I'm feeling the same thing, the collective, it's made sense to me that I'm feeling everything collectively, so everything you said does resonate, and I'll try to use all of the different tips that you're suggesting to try to get this energy, but to put myself in a better place. There's a lot going on. I think that's part of it, just in the world in general, feeling it all, the heaviness,
It's so hard to not feel it as heavy. But I'm trying to make it hopeful in my head. Because if we're all so sad and heavy, if that's not going to help. That might add to the heaviness. So we have to be hopeful. And just think, maybe it'll get better. More social programs. Maybe we'll eradicate this whole homeless addiction thing.
It'd be nice.
Imagine, wouldn't that be wonderful?
I just want to say thanks, Bobby. Nice to be here again. Yeah, really unexpected reading. Like the information that came through was always very interesting, what they want to talk about, you know? So it's, I look forward to seeing you next time. And, you know, I'll definitely be walking around my property's perimeters and hanging talismans. Thanks, Bobby.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Mark.
I really appreciate what you had to say about meditation. And so I'm going to work towards that. I am also interested in mantras. I respond well with chanting. And I'm just interested if you do a particular chant that is of value to you in your life.
I chant the chakras to open my chakras.
Okay.
Bum, bum, rum, yum, hum, sham, om.
Okay.
Om throughout the house when I do it.
Yes. Yeah. Do you think there's one particular mantra that is more powerful than any other? Or they all have something to offer?
A lot of
people say this is the most powerful one.
I think that it depends on the intention behind it. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Your mantra needs to be something that you'll remember all the time and is easy to say. Butter and jelly sandwiches, peanut butter. Because even saying peanut butter and jelly sandwiches puts you in a good mood.
Yeah.
Because it feels ridiculous.
Yeah. It makes you think of when you were a little kid.
Yeah. Which is the best time of your life and the most open time of your life. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Great. Thank you for your insights.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for joining.
Every summer room is a delight, and we have first timers and returning, and it's just been so rich for me to be here and witness everybody feeling connected and uplifted.
Thank you all.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Bobby. Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you.
Much love.
Thanks, Lynn.
Thank you, Lynn.
Good night.
Bye, everybody.
Good night from Ottawa.
Hey, Ottawa. Geez, Lynn, that's late.
And snowy.
7 degrees here.
Lots of snow.
Kind of miss the snow.
Yeah. Great to see you, Mark. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, I hope to do it again. Okay, Mark. All the best.
All the best.
Bye-bye.
Hi.
Still there, Mark?
Am I? Yeah, I'm still there. How do I get out of this?
The lower right-hand side, it says end and then leave meeting.
Oh, there we go. I see leave there. Okay, bye. I think.
That was fun.
Wow, that was some tour. Wow.
That was fast.
It was fast. It was furious. It was wild. It was right on. Boy, you were just so on your mark. Oh my God, I don't know how you do that.
I don't either, I have to tell you. Not a clue in the world. It's not me, it's them. As long as I say it's them, it's them.
Well, I don't know how you guys do it then. Quite a team, put it that way.
Quite a good team, yeah. I'm almost sad that this might be the last time we do this in 2020.
It's possible, yeah, because it's coming into December, and I don't know.
This is only 30 days away, so it's not like people are going to Christmas parties, but they will be preoccupied. You want to try to do one more in this year?
There's a lot going on for people, and I think because it's going to be such an unusual Christmas season, it could be helpful to have something a little unusual that normally you'd be out shopping, you wouldn't have time to think of doing a summer room.
You would have social commitments.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, because people are going to be home, this might just be helpful in a way that they wouldn't have anticipated. And there's a lot of people who still are interested, but they just haven't been available. So
what, are you thinking before Christmas or after Christmas?
Oh, that's an interesting idea. Like the 30th?
Ooh, the day before New Year's Day.
You know what? I think that would be excellent. New Year's Eve is still a day away. Like it's the eve of New Year's Eve, right? So we can have fun with that. And we'll just slide in there before the new year.
Yeah, I think that's right.
That's the best Wednesday of the month for sure.
Okie dokie.
Nice. I think it might be good to just prepare people for a little flexibility that it'll be, you know, 60 to 90 minutes. Was this helpful? The little number?
Yes. And then everyone can see it too, which is really helpful.
It's tricky because nobody wants me to do this, right? So
yeah,
having a little fun with it helps.
Yeah, absolutely. It does. Yeah.
And you know what? All those readings, like I gave you the 2 and 1 minute marks over the time. So everybody had at least like 6 minutes or 11 minutes.
I thought maybe because, yeah. Which makes sense.
Which makes sense. And again, you know, that stretches the time as well, though, you know, so I think it all works. We didn't have any guests. I mean, people wanted to come and have a reading. So, okay, well, we got a date and we've got 3 o'clock and 6 in our time zones.
The day before New Year's Day. Very exciting.
Very exciting. And then we'll see who shows up.
Okie dokie. I enjoyed that thoroughly. And every time we do it, I think it gets a little bit better each and every time.
Well, Bobby, I thank you so much for your energy and your presence and your openness to all of this. It's really a pleasure to work with you. And
yeah, I appreciate you and I appreciate all your organizing and doing all this extra, the work that I would not want to do.
All right, Bobby, here we go.
Okie dokie.